Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
In sports.
Sports.
You're probably sick of that because you heard it 9 times last night. The Flames took game 1 of the Battle of Alberta. Flames beat the Oilers 9-6. Game 2 is tomorrow night.
As for weather, despite the somewhat sunny skies right now, high of 11 today, cloudy with rain. Oh my God, that scared me.
Shouldn't have scared you. You should be used to it by now.
Okay.
Oh.
Can I please do my job?
Let's go, Flames! Big, big day. And yes, there will be some chirps flying on Cruise Mornings today. Not a lot.
Yeah.
We won't get annoying with it. Don't worry. I'm not playing TNT every single time we crack the mics today.
Stacey just
checked my computer and made sure I didn't have the audio open. No, that would get annoying, but the 30K wedding day giveaway.
Yeah, that's today.
That's what we're doing later today at TCU Place. Make sure you follow us on the socials. Maybe we'll call Dave with an update as well.
Yep.
Someone's going to be winning a wedding at
this
TCU
is a very
Place.
Big day
it's
for
a huge, huge day.
A lucky couple.
We're going to need some coffees or some energy, though, Stacey. Because,
one other thing real quick, sorry, housekeeping. 8 o'clock, Kick-Ass Cruise concert announcement.
See, with everything going on.
Kick ass.
Like, how is that third on the list? And when you find out who's coming.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
I have mentioned this artist before on Cruise Mornings. How fantastic they are in person. I cannot wait.
We will be in the box office as well for some tickets. So make sure you keep it locked here for that just after 8 o'clock. But the thing is, we're tired. We stayed up past our bedtime.
Way past our bedtime.
One thing I didn't realize about the Battle of Alberta. Late.
Yeah.
Well, you know you're old when you think 7:30 is a late start date for a hockey game.
Wasn't it 8?
Start time.
8?
Well, 7:30, but technically start like 7:45.
Oh,
the game
yeah.
starts at 7:30, like the broadcast.
Right.
All the pregame shenanigans, the anthem, the intro, that stuff. Game started at like 7:50.
Yes.
I'm tired.
I never stay up that... Well, I shouldn't say I never stay up that late, but sitting on the couch there, I was like constantly having this thing in my brain where I was like, okay, I'm really tired. Should I go to sleep and miss the game? But then what if I wake up in the morning and it's a ridiculous score and I'm choked that I missed it?
I was going to go to bed after it was like 5-1 or something, but I was like, nah, I don't know here.
We
Thank goodness
so
I didn't,
much.
Right? It would tie it up 6-6. That's why you don't go to bed. Hockey games are one of those things you stay up late for and you pay the price the next day.
Yes.
What are some other things like that? That's the theme of the show today.
Ooh.
Things you have no problem staying up late for. You know how some things you're like, it's not worth it. Not worth being tired for. I'm going to bed right now. What about things that are like the opposite? No. Game 1, Battle of Alberta. I don't care if it's triple overtime. I'm staying up.
I'll stay up late for all these Battle of Alberta games for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I would stay up late for a concert of one of my favorite artists, definitely.
Maybe the one we're announcing at 8 o'clock.
Probably. I would, and I do stay up late when I go to my best friend's house, Candace. I'll get home sometimes at 11:30 on a school night and just be like, why did I do that? Oh, right, because hanging out with her is amazing and I love it.
Oh, yeah, I love her. That's
why. Right.
Let us know. Things that are worth staying up late for. 938-0963. Variety that rocks. 96.3 Cruise FM, Saskatoon's greatest hits. 7-Eleven, Cruise Mornings, Stacey and Clayton. Again, I know you heard this 9 times last night.
Yeah. And about 9 this morning.
Actually, we're at 11 so far this morning.
It's okay. I don't mind it, actually.
So,
it's catchy.
Yeah, big win for the Calgary Flames yesterday. They beat the Oilers 9-6 in opposite nice. The deal is, though, we have the mystery envelope wager that we have with the Battle of Alberta. So, we came up with 10 punishments.
Yeah, penalties, whatever you want to call them.
If it was Kenny versus Spenny, these would be humiliations.
Right.
You know what? Let's go with the Kenny versus Spenny way. Humiliations. Mine aren't really humiliating.
Mine aren't.
No.
There's maybe one that you might be humiliated with. But we don't know what's in these envelopes
either. No, we don't.
We just wrote them down and then swapped them.
And here's the thing. Like, the Flames could win the series 4-1, which means I only have to do one of yours, right? It could be vice versa.
True.
This could be the only one you have to do. So that's kind of fun with this, all right?
I hope so.
I got the envelopes here, Stacey.
Okay.
If you want to grab them, grab one. Which one you grabbing?
Grab just one?
Yeah. Going with that one. Okay.
Go Flames.
Go Flames on the envelope.
Go Oilers on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Man, they're not too bad. Mine are just weird.
If it involves food, I'll be happy.
One does. Maybe you get it.
I hope it's this one. Oh, attempt a food challenge.
There you go. You have to attempt a local, like, spicy food challenge or, like, huge, giant food challenge.
Oh, my God.
So you got the easiest of the four.
I get to eat some food?
So, no, but, like, you have to do, like, a ridiculous food challenge, like one of those, like, one-pound burgers or whatever. If you know of one of these huge food challenges, let us know. 938-0963.
Dog's breakfast at Homestead. It's a bunch of ice cream.
Okay, you could do that. We'll get some suggestions. I get to pick.
Oh, okay.
I get to pick.
Damn it.
Okay. Oh, what? Sorry.
I thought I could choose.
Well, if you want to pick, maybe your Oilers should win next time. Sorry. Sorry, Stacey. Way she goes. Way she goes. I'm so sad you got that one first.
I'm okay with this. So let's hope those Oilers pick it up.
Again, you got the easiest one off the start. You got the easiest one off the start. It gets better after this. Let us know, which local food challenge should Stacey do? 306-938-0963.
Keep in mind, I have a family. I don't want to die.
96.3 Cruise FM. That's Queen. Another one bites the dust. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. We just announced another kick-ass cruise concert. Brian Adams is coming to town November 5th. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.ca. We're beating the box office right now. We'll probably be beating the box office.
One quick second. Okay. They go on sale next Friday, the 27th.
Next Friday. My apologies.
That's okay.
I'll put in my 2 weeks notice after the show.
Been a slice. Thanks for hanging out.
My goodness. Here's the thing. We're going to be beating the box office right now, probably for the rest of the week as well.
Maybe I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. We'll probably be giving away a bunch of tickets here on Cruise. We got Rick on the line with us right now, though. Rick, scale of 1 to 10. How you doing today, buddy?
8.
Ooh.
Just running around for work.
Your luck's about to change, my friend. You're caller 10.
Sweet deal. Right on.
Sweet deal.
I don't think I've ever won anything on the radio.
Hey.
Look at that. We popped your cherry.
You always remember your first. Hey, Rick.
You betcha.
Have you ever seen Brian Adams in concert?
No, I have not.
You are in for a treat, my friend. It's a fantastic live show.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Who are you going to take?
My wife.
Oh, perfect. All these good answers, Rick. Well done.
Right to the point. My wife, thank you. You're awesome. Great. Rick has stuff to do.
That's right. He's running around for work.
Good timing to be in the truck, though.
Great timing to
Amazing
be in the truck.
Timing.
Way to go, Rick. We love old school names here on Cruise Morning. So you're going to Brian Adams November 5th for that kick-ass cruise concert. Stacey says it all the time. Best live performance you've ever seen?
Honestly. I think it had to do with the venue as well. It was at the grandstand, not during the exhibition. It was just in the summertime.
Weird, right?
And I had never been to an actual concert on its own at the grandstand there. So it was outdoors. It was a beautiful summer night. And Brian Adams, his hit list is massive.
It's awesome. It's pretty big.
And he sounds so good. Good live. He sounds just like still, and he's an aged gentleman.
Yes.
Fantastic. I cannot wait for the show.
That's a great way to tell someone they're old. You're an aged gentleman.
Gentleman always helps too.
Stacey is doing her mystery envelope
Battle
draw? Of Alberta penalty, whatever you want to call it. She's doing that at 7:10, so... I know you're sick of that.
I'm not, actually.
Oh, you're not.
I like the remix and the crowd behind it. I don't mind it.
Hearing it 9 times wasn't enough, eh?
I'm also, so many emotions. I'm sad because the Oilers lost. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous because of what's in the envelope. And I'm scared about the repercussions.
Lots going on.
And I'm
hungry. Lots going on. Also, today, bike to work day in Saskatoon.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bike to work today?
Well, I'm just quickly going to remind you about the forecast. 5 millimeters of rain today.
That's fine. You can bike in rain.
Get a Safeway bag for your seat.
Hey, if you can bike in minus 40 with the wind chill degree, blizzard temperatures, you can bike in a little bit of rain. Shout out to anyone who bikes in the winter in this city.
Uh-huh.
I know that, this city and its relationship with cyclists a bit rocky.
Not amazing.
It's not the best relationship, okay? If it was a Facebook relationship, it would be, it's complicated.
Exactly.
But the thing is, man, you bike in the winter to work.
Kudos to you.
You got balls, man.
Yeah.
You are whole.
Because not only is it the temperature itself and the layers you have to dress in, but it's like the slip factor. Hello.
And all the other cars hating your guts.
Exactly.
Trying to run you off the road.
But it is bike to work day, and you and I have joked before because it's like, well, we can't bike to work and blah, blah, blah.
We could.
But here's the thing. We totally could. I Google mapped it. Cycling for both of us to work, 25 minutes.
But it is like 3:15 in the morning.
It is 3:15 in the morning, which means there's like next to no traffic.
Very true, actually.
We should be biking to work today, Clayton.
We've been making all these excuses.
We have. We were like, oh, that's brutal. We can't do it three
and in the end, the excuses are our demise.
It's actually more advantageous. Less traffic. It's pretty direct route for you down 14th Street. Mm-hmm. Mine's a bit more wonky. I have a couple more turns to make, but I guess maybe we should try it next time.
It's been so long, I'll probably need training wheels, as bad as that is. You know that phrase? It's just like riding a bike.
When's the last time you rode a bike?
When did Ace Ventura 2 come out? Right around there.
96.3 Cruise FM Variety That Rocks with Led Zeppelin, which is notoriously a band that plays long songs. Speaking of which, we have a long song, long weekend coming up for May Long.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Filled with all those classic long radio songs where radio DJs used to go have a smoke, take a pee, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up this long weekend.
So yeah, you heard this a lot last night. I won't play it again. You know it's coming. You know what else you heard a lot of last night? Gambling commercials.
I saw the one with Wayne Gretzky. Where he's like, hi, I gamble.
Every second commercial now is a gambling app, gambling website. It is just like, they're everywhere. Every little thing seems to have a gambling app now. There's like Bet365, there's DraftKings, there's the BC Lotteries one, there's the Bet Rivers Casino, there's this, there's that. Like, it's
a lot.
It's wild. I'm almost expecting the Emerald Casino betting app to come out soon.
Why not?
Oh, you thought the Emerald Casino was dead? Nope. It's back, baby.
Like, it lives.
The thing is, like, these, every commercial for these betting apps are the exact same, right? Some celebrity in this, like, ridiculously expensive suit. Some hardcore music in the background.
Lots
and
of
a very,
lights.
Very futuristic setting, right? It's like a casino in the year 2300 or something. Every commercial is the same, but they're not honest. They're not honest gambling commercials, Stacey. They're all lies. Oh, yeah. Download this app. You'll be a millionaire and get all the ladies.
Sounds
Bet
great.
Bet Rivers Casino. Give us all your money, please. Don't ask any questions.
By the way, please gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that.
Actually, it's please gamble responsibly.
Yeah. Gambling super addictive.
See, here's the thing.
Well.
They need honest gambling app commercials.
Okay.
That's what they need, and that's what I'm here for.
Oh, I'm hooked already with that music.
Do you want to prove to your friends that you know nothing about sports and lose most of your money at the same time? Kill two birds with one stone and download the LimeWire sports betting app. That's right. The same super illegal music downloading program that you used to destroy your family's computer back in the day is back with a new sports betting app. But that's not all. The LimeWire sports betting app is teaming up with the Enron sports betting app to give you a two-for-one losing your money experience. Super easy to deposit your funds, but pretty much impossible to cash them out when you win. Just like every sports betting app. The LimeWire sports betting app. Just download it, you idiot.
That sounds great.
That's what they should be. That's an honest sports betting app right there. Come home, folks. Love the trumpet at the end there.
God, it's good.
96.3 Cruise FM. Great hits and the best rock ever. Sounding like Chuck Mangione there. Hey, a little bit? No?
Chuck Mangione. I know that. Yeah? Why do I know that?
Because he's a famous trumpeter.
There you go.
Because we were talking about trumpets.
I get it.
Also, the Oilers lost yesterday, which means Stacey has to do a punishment/humiliation, whatever. She got the easiest mystery envelope. Well, it depends. She has to do one of those big food challenges. A spicy food challenge, a giant food challenge. We don't know
some
yet.
Some kind of food challenge.
Let us know of a local food challenge. 938-0963.
When you're tired, you yawn. That's, I think, a common trend with a lot of people. They say, though, that when it comes down to the science of yawning, it's been around, obviously, for a very long time. And people would say that you yawn in order to, like, regulate your breathing, if you need to just get a good deep breath in. Some scientists thought it was to cool your brain off.
Oh.
I didn't realize the brain could overheat. Me that neither. Sounds troubling. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. They've actually found that the reason people used to yawn thousands of years ago was to warn others that they were less alert and they needed extra protection.
Okay, but how do the people in this study know this?
That's a good question.
Were they there? I'm pretty sure they don't have video footage of it. Like, how do they know this?
We can
tell by the fossils.
Maybe there was just
what?
Word of mouth where it was like, oh yeah, he used
word
to yawn.
Word of mouth? We heard from a friend of a friend that they actually yawned.
This was back in 1743, by the way.
It does make sense, though. Like, in caveman times, right? Yawning. Oh,
I'm tired.
It's to kind of warn them of, hey, I'm done. Someone needs to kind of replace me here.
Or
it's
like he could just be like, guys, I am exhausted. Could you please finish this battle for me? I'm going to go take a nap.
I don't think they had that kind of vocabulary back then. But
fair enough, but in grunts, maybe in grunts and hand gestures, I don't know.
That's a fun fact, though. Yawning, you wouldn't think
I
of
know.
It. It was kind of like a distress signal, if you will.
Well, and with that, they're saying that because obviously we don't need to do that anymore. It's not like, hey, Clayton, I'm so tired, I can't do the rest of the show. They're saying that yawning might just die off.
No.
And I have to say, I am going to take it upon myself to ensure that my daughter continues to yawn like a normal person.
Yes.
Because yawning, it feels good.
Nothing better than a good yawn. What's better, a good yawn or a good burp that's been sitting there for like half an hour? Or a sneeze? You're yawning right now.
I just yawned to see if you're going to yawn.
No.
Because that was also in the article, the whole discussion on contagious yawning.
You can't break me, Stacey.
Nothing?
But seriously, what's a good yawn, a good sneeze, or a good burp? Like one you've been hanging on to for 20 minutes. What's
geez.
The best?
Sneeze, burp, yawn.
Sneeze. A sneeze that's been hanging out in your nose for like half an hour. Ooh, yawn's good, though.
Sometimes my sneezes are so good, I need a cigarette after.
Braggy McBraggerson over there. Cruise Mornings with Stacey and Clayton. Today is the day, the 30K wedding day giveaway. Things are so much better when they rhyme.
Right?
Hey, I might just go down to the bay. I can make things out of hay, make things out of clay. What do you say? I butchered that Happy Gilmore quote, but you get it.
That's okay. Oh, that rhymes too.
Make things out of clay. What do you say? We're going down to TCU Place later today to give away.
Okay, that's enough.
So many sponsors helping us out with this one. Go to cruisefm.com. But yeah, someone's winning a wedding at TCU Place with 30 grand in prizes for your big day. They don't really have to plan their wedding at all after this.
48 engaged couples are coming down, and we're doing some really fun little challenges and games. You and I are going to be there to MC, dressed in our finest, which doesn't happen very often.
No.
I was going to wear my wedding dress. Not going to happen.
Why not?
Because it's too small.
Oh.
What do you think?
I thought just because you didn't want to. No way it doesn't fit anymore.
It does not fit.
Oh.
I am probably 15 pounds heavier than when I got married.
Oh.
Right.
How much heavier are you since you got married?
Call or text.
938-0963. If you can go back, though, talk to young Stacey about wedding planning. Because that's the thing. You don't have to wedding plan if you win this.
Right.
What would you tell young Stacey? Some wedding planning advice, planning your own wedding.
Relax. It's not that big of a deal because it wasn't. It was just a nice day.
Yeah. Wedding couples out there. Wedding couples. Couples. Relax.
Yeah.
Deep breaths. It's going to be fine. It doesn't matter if Uncle Gerald is sitting with Aunt Liza at table 17.
Exactly.
You think that's the biggest issue in the world right now. I get it. I've been there. Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Gerald, he's a mess. He's a nightmare. Okay. And Liza, when she gets on the wine, look out. But it doesn't matter. In 2 months, you are not going to care.
Exactly.
It literally anything, except for the whole marriage part. You'll care about that.
Yes.
Everything else, you will not care.
We love that game here on Cruise Mornings where when something is being built or renovated, what's it going to be?
Love that game.
Such a fun game.
Yes.
I do have to say, though, in this case, I was in Preston Crossing doing some errands there. And you know the old... what was it? It was the
You go.
Home Outfitters.
Yeah.
Home Outfitters. Love that store. Great home stuff. Closed down during the pandemic, whatever. And so it's being renovated. There's plywood up and stuff. And it's like, oh my God, what's it going to be?
Laser tag.
No.
What?
Kudos to the people who are in charge of it, because on the front, there's a sign that says HomeSense renovation, restoration or something.
Hmm.
Thank you for letting us know that it's going to be a HomeSense.
Yeah. Thank you for disappointing us all. All of us laser tag fans out there that are dying for another laser tag to come here.
Sensible home items are very popular right now, but at the same time, I think it's almost like free advertising for them. Why won't or why wouldn't people put that sign up instantly? Like as soon as they're building something, hey guys, guess what? This is going to be the Olive Garden.
Because they know
Relax.
How much we love playing the game.
I guess,
without the sign, we get to play the game, right? Oh, no sign,
you're
no
right,
nothing.
You're right.
Ooh, you get to speculate, right? You get to start some rumors. Oh, I heard. Again, where's that Hooters that people have been talking
right?
about? Not that I want to go there. It's just that, yeah, that's been a rumor for like 3 years now.
They have amazing chicken wings.
They
okay,
do, actually.
The other new restaurant happening that I need to talk about is over in Eastview, rep in Eastview. We're getting a what's it called now? Boardwalk Fries, Burgers, and Shakes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the sign go up a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. and I couldn't read it from the street, so I had to literally drive over and read it because that's how bad my eyes are. And that's exciting. It's like right by our house, which is so dangerous. We already have like Mary Brown's Fried Chicken. There's the Wow Pizza.
Oh my.
We're so close to so much food. And
I'm more
it.
Of a, I don't know, I'm more of a Park Place burger, shakes, and fries guy.
Really? I prefer get-out-of-jail-free fries, burgers, and shakes.
Monopoly jokes. We're edgy. Making friends as an adult, basically impossible. It's tough.
It's so tough.
Making friends as a kid. Hey, want to ride bikes? Okay.
We're best friends.
There you go. You do that and as adults. You want to ride bikes? I hate the bike lanes. All right. See you later, man.
I haven't ridden a bike since 1978. Okay.
The transit in this city. Okay, I did not ask that, but okay. Here's what you do if you're looking to make friends as an adult. Maybe you're new to the city. Job brought you here, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Join a rec league. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Physical activity.
Oh, no. Ugh. The worst. Being healthy.
I hate that.
No, you join a rec league as like a single player. So join like the dodgeball league in Saskatoon. Shout out to whoever runs that. It's amazing. The floor hockey league is really, really well ran here in Saskatoon.
Awesome.
Ball hockey, slow pitch. There are a bunch of intramural sports, rec sports you can join. Just join as a single person and they'll put you on a team. Like, there are tons of teams looking for players and extras
always.
All the time,
yeah.
right? And they need you, you need them. Perfect relationship, right?
Hmm.
So join a rec team, a random rec team if you're looking for friends. They're usually super friendly. Again, they need players. They want you to stay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a forced friends situation there.
Do they have a board game league?
Probably. They have a bunch of board game cafes in Saskatoon.
Like
go there and just say, anyone want to play me in Candyland? Actually, that would be kind of creepy. Hey, everybody.
What's that one with the mall? Shopping mall?
Just picturing some grown man offering people to play Candyland.
I have my own game.
I brought my own dice from home.
Yeah.
You can play with your own, though. I don't mind.
Don't make this
Why
creepy.
Why did this get so creepy?
Making friends as an adult.
But here's what you do. You join a rec league. Avoid the creepiness with the board games. Go
yes.
with the sports. A lot of pressure on that first game, though. Like, if you join a dodgeball team... and you show up, hey, I'm Rick, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Yeah, you better bring your A game to that first game. First impressions matter, right? And if you just lay an egg out there rest of the season, this new girl is useless. Yeah. So,
and hey, then you'll be friends with nobody.
Except See? For the rest of the losers that didn't make a first impression. You all go on the same team. You got like an average Joe's dodgeball situation going on. And now you're best friends instead
with
of actual
people.
Friends. How many turns did this conversation take? 12?
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.